So I said, bad weather. It's just a bit of rain, dear. Oh, good times. Oh, hi there. I didn't see you come in there. Look, it's very cold on. We got the fire on. Grab a cup of hot cocoa there, a little bit of rum in it. Don't worry about it. We'd like to welcome you to a special edition of the podcast, the New Dad Games of the Year Awards. Across the industry, you'll see gaming awards handed out. But what does that mean for a dad with little ones and a dad with little time? It's a different sort of gaming reality we have, and accordingly, we thought it only fitting to give us father gamers their own set of awards. This is the New Dad Games of the Year Awards. So sit back, enjoy the 20 minutes of silence you might have, and let's go through the list. Jeff, why don't you go ahead and intro the first award recipient for this year?
The first award for this year is Best My Hands Are Full game. So it's a game where you might not have two able-bodied hands to play a game or something on the go. And that is going to Hidden Folks for iOS, and I believe Android as well, where that game is basically like a Where's Waldo type-esque game. Lots of fun. Kids love it. I love it. It's easy to play on the move.
So based on the award, I'm actually going to be, based on your description and some quick previews I'd seen immediately afterwards, like it really rung true to me to be the winner of the year. But so what is the actual, like it's, you're poking the screen and finding?
You're finding like little, it's either characters or items, and it's kind of, it's almost, it's again like Where's Waldo, but with like a clue aspect. So it might give you a little clue where to find the person, but you have to kind of tap around to actually find them because they might be hidden as per the title. So there's other things that kind of give you that direction of where they might be hiding. Like this person's afraid of snakes, so you have to tap in the tree and maybe there's a snake around the tree, and then you can find the person hiding in a bush behind it. So it's a neat little game, and the art is kind of cool too. It's a black and white hand-drawn style, so it can get quite intense, but it starts off slow, it builds up, and it's just a fun time kicker.
Oh, that's excellent. I think you know, to make a couple mention, honorable mentions for some runners up, I think great game. So there was a expansion that was released with Reigns, Her Majesty. So it was a female take on the same one. This is based on a game, Reigns, which I think came out earlier this year or late last year. It's a monarchy sim based at the Tinder style selection method or decision model. So you get an so in running your monarchy, you right. are given a decision and you swipe one direction for yes, another direction for no. So as far as being out with the kids and your hands are full and you are not able to really focus on it, couldn't yeah. be more dead simple of a gimmick for how to actually play the game.
Wondering if all political decisions are made this way.
Yeah. Yes. That we finally cracked the code, like we figured out. Swipe right to raise taxes
before. Yeah.
And otherwise, yeah, I'd give a pitch for Hearthstone, which I was able to play quick little sessions while I was encumbered with a new infant this year. Yeah. So certainly had my hands full and was able to play a couple of those. But right. Hidden Folks, excellent, excellent choice for this one for Best My Hands Are Full game. Now, actually, you want to drive us along onto the second award for the year?
Okay, the second award is the Mom or Spouse Friendly Game of the Year. And this year's winner is Until Dawn.
which sounds so cute and so just a real romantic,
yep.
simple game for couples. That's, if you could... Right. But if you could, if you might lay out the case for how Until Dawn is the yeah. mom/partner-friendly game for the year.
It might be, yeah, it might sound a little intense, but with PS Plus, that's why it's included this year, is I got it free. We tried it out. I tried it out with my wife. And it was basically, it ended up being like a choose-your-own-adventure. It has a horror element to it, but deciding people's fates has never been so easy.
Well, I mean, it's no swipe left or right, but that's fine.
No, it's pretty close. So it was kind of a cool story to experience together. And we're in the process of recording reactions on the Until Dawn story mode. So it was a good good back and forth on... you had conversations about certain decisions. So Until Dawn was a great... spouse-friendly game to play. Highly recommend.
I'd love to see the arguments, too. It's like, no, just kill it. I'm like, why would you kill it? Just,
she's going to turn on you. Just do her in. That's it.
Let it go.
She had her chance.
So a couple of runner-ups for the mom-partner-friendly game of the year. We had That's You, the PlayStation Link title. So being able to use your phone with your partner or any number of friends to be able to hook up to the TV, just a real low barrier to entry, simple to understand title, which really makes it a viable choice for this one. And ultimately we found anything VR, ultimately, if you're fortunate enough to have a headset.
Yes.
There is, as Jeff is very much a part of that now, but the anything where the being in the world and the kind of simple nature of so many of the VR games and enjoyable ones makes it an excellent thing for a partner. So if you happen to be, if you're lucky enough to have a headset, anything VR ultimately will play very well. But again, big congratulations to Until Dawn, this year's mom partner friendly game of the year. So nice segue with a little bit of VR. The most puke-inducing VR game.
Yes.
Now, as a father, your world is puke. It's part of everyday life, almost. So, you know, what else would you do on your downtime except find games that makes yourself puke? What could go wrong? But this year's winner for the most puke-inducing VR game goes to Resident Evil 7.
Yes. Coming out. Virtual puke.
Yeah, coming out just at the beginning of the year, it's not going to be so much from big swoops or drops or too much motion as it's going to be about disgusting visuals, terrible scares, any number of gross things happening with it. So,
yeah, I think virtually getting your arm cut off is pretty puke-inducing. And all the other little critters running around in your face. So... I congratulate Resident Evil 7 as the most puke-inducing VR game of 2017.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've experienced yet any kind of motion sickness in playing with your VR headset yet, but one of the only games that had done it for me was Eve Valkyrie.
Yep.
Now they released a expansion, I believe it was a free expansion actually, with Eve Warzone. So with some of the loops and some of the flying around, everything else, like that space sim specifically can really cause some near misses as you're in that reality. So we'll get that as a runner-up.
Yep.
So Jeff, if you want to go ahead and introduce the next one.
Next award is a great one. It's the best I'm having a nap, kids will be fine game of the year. So this is a game where you can just put on the TV, have the kids kind of go at it, and you can maybe leave the room, have a little cat nap, and trust that they will be okay with a game that doesn't incite any violence between them. This year, with great luck, we've had Just Dance 2017.
That is so fascinating to me, because it's just like you'd swear that like a rogue arm is going to go flying and just start World War III. But you're saying that this one kept the peace long enough for naps, if I understand.
Long enough for naps. You do have to get they have to be choreographed. So if they're doing the dance correctly, they will not hit each other. But it's pretty like a plain Jane game. Everything's a censored song, so there's no like iffy lyrics or anything. And it just kind of flows from one song to the next. So it could be a never-ending story for them, and they just dance away. And then by the time your nap is done, or whatever it is you're doing, they're kind of tired from dancing all day, so they might have a nap. Who knows? The two for one.
Yeah, maybe you get that. You get that double score somehow. Yeah. So So hats off to Just Dance. The honorable mention here, obviously, anytime a Pokemon game comes out, it has the ability to just absolutely enthrall young game players, and it, you know, cutesy, fun, excellent game for younger gamers. And with Pokemon Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon coming out this year, those could make wonderful additions for your your need to grab a nap. So, so hats off to Just Dance for taking best I'm having a nap, kids will be fine game.
Perfect category. Great category. Love it.
Best category.
Yep.
Best Lego game.
Yes.
As fathers, as any parents, frankly, if your kids are going to game, they likely at some point are going to play a Lego game. And there's going to be 20 Lego games in any particular year.
Depends on the brand. Who knows?
But they tend to always be amazing. Like, they have never, we've never really seen quality drop off them. So, Jeff, which game takes best Lego game of the year?
It is Lego Worlds. Lego Worlds was a great game for my kids to get into. It's basically the Minecraft with Lego blocks. It's perfect. They can go and build whatever they want, discover whatever piece they want in these worlds, and go to different planets that have different brick sets and all sorts of stuff. So Lego Worlds was a great experience for my kids. From a dad's side, it's not the most optimized graphically game. Kind of got, like, you know, that, you know, draw distance drop off, but kids didn't mind it. They had a blast, and there's co-op, it's coach co-op with it, so it's even better.
Oh, great. So if you have the two controllers and kids that can get along, you can
and they don't care about frame rates, doesn't matter, just go for it,
just make it happen.
Yeah.
So as far as runners up, just any other Lego game.
I was about to say, like, yeah, pretty much any Lego game that ever existed.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the most interesting franchises from a parent perspective. I'm just guaranteed this will be fine. Like, yeah. This, they will enjoy this.
Exactly.
Lego and, underscore.
Yeah. Lego. Yeah. Asterisk every Lego.
Every single one. So hats off to Lego Worlds for best Lego game of the year. The trying to think next year, if they don't have some colossal large game like that one, because Lego Worlds kind of stood out compared to the rest.
Yeah.
Next year, if they don't, and it's just like four pirate games, two two Marvel games, like, it's gonna be kind of difficult to choose this for next, like, year.
Lego Galaxy, Lego Universe.
Good. I hope so. Make our life a lot easier.
Yeah.
Moving on to the best family friendly game. So ultimately, like, the best overall family-friendly, great game for your entire crew. And we landed upon Mario Kart. Mario Kart 8 specifically was one that had launched. So as anybody who's gamed for any number of time, you know you're not going to go wrong with a Mario Kart title. Tradition absolutely continued with the latest release of it. Just a phenomenal title, incredibly well received. But I mean,
you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with Mario Kart.
And ultimately, the producers of Mario Kart, generally speaking, it's hard to go wrong with them in total as far as anything to do with Mario.
Yeah.
Right. Anything that Nintendo's producing, and even more specifically that Nintendo's producing for Mario, you're going to be fine. I mean, I think this year we saw Rabbids, or Mario and Rabbids.
Yep.
We saw Mario Odyssey.
It's... The connection with Mario is insane. My kids just gravitate towards anything Mario, and they don't even know what that game might be about. It might be a totally different Mario game. It doesn't matter. Mario's on the cover. They're drawn to it. They can play it. It'll get progressively harder, I'm sure, but they can get into it and have their fun with it.
Yeah. And as we saw with some of the new dad gaming victories of this year, it holds that, like, eternal appeal, because, you know, we had some examples of kids going back to the original Marios and still just loving it and enjoying every minute of it. So these are not ones that easily drop off the map as far as enjoyment. So, it's just, be curious to see if any other title can take it in the coming years. It's like, not Mario.
Yeah, right.
it's almost be, it's, it perhaps is a more fair to have best Mario game of the year
award. Maybe that's, we'll fine tune it next year. We'll do best Mario game.
little bit like a Lego game, basically. Which of the Mario games is the greatest? They're all pretty good.
Every Mario game.
Okay, so coming down to the end of the list, only two more awards that we had out. This next one was a bit more difficult to come up with. And I think a lot of it, we had to kind of go through the history of the show to see what was being talked about the most. Because like it's kind of hard to take a snapshot of the current moment as opposed to an overarching view of an entire year. So this game award, Dad Gaming Award, is the best never-ending game for dads. So this is a genre that seems to be... I seem to be afflicted with, as far as the titles I seem to choose, be it Elite Dangerous or any other number, Street Fighter, even just these games that are ongoing. So the one that took it was Hearthstone.
Whoa.
Which, a tricky decision, but it's just like looking back through the year and the amount of time that I mentioned that game as opposed to other ones. The perfect moments that it had given me, as far as, you know, being, especially when my tiniest one was very small and kind of fresh, like those quick sessionable things, which I'd kind of mentioned up at best my hands are full game. So yeah, took it to Hearthstone. Amazing. Now competitors was Destiny 2.
Yep.
Which, sure, you know, I've made a impassioned plea for on this show, as far as being
dad try to convert people. I get it. Yep.
Yeah, because Destiny 2 needs my help, you see.
Like, that's right. Thank you.
It was more just the reassurance that, you know, this could be a dad game, and the amount of enjoyment I had. I think some of the recent controversy of it and the expansion, like how that kind of rolled out, kind of soured things a bit. It's kind of fresh, so didn't end up taking it. The other real honorable mention was No Man's Sky.
Yes.
The patches it had this year was just phenomenal, like just practically a whole new game.
Yeah, and I, like, you walked into it pre-patch, right? And then I was the post-patch, got it this year, huge new, basically a new game that launched with this patch, and it's fun, it's fantastic. I had a blast with it. Oh, and it doesn't end, it's a whole galaxy.
Yeah, you will never get to see a 1% of everything that's in it, and yeah, there's like the amount of support that's continued to got. It's very like family friendly. I mean, like, it's stars and galaxies and planets. Like, you could absolutely get little ones involved without fear of it. So that was a tricky one not to give it to, as far as No Man's Sky. But I think ultimately, looking at the playing history and the amount of talking, it definitely led more towards Hearthstone. So
congrats
for the best never-ending game for dads. Congratulations to Hearthstone. Now the big one.
Drum roll.
We are looking at the new dad game of the year. So this would be, it's not so much what is the best game of the year. I think when me and Jeff were talking about it, deciding on this, it was for dads, for somebody with little ones, which game came out that captures it, that allows you to play it, that is respectful of your time, has, if it has DLC, it is robust and interesting DLC, is imaginative, like, is, you know, something you could possibly play with your kids, or at least like that you wouldn't be ashamed to have near your kids. Yep. As far as like any practices are concerned. So culminating all of those things, like what game came out that really captured all of that, that dads could participate in, dads could appreciate? Jeff, what is the new dad game of the year?
Goes to Horizon Zero Dawn.
Absolutely.
It is a fantastic game. I had plenty of fun with it. Again, imaginative robot dinosaurs, your kids are interested in it. It's a beautiful world. Everything in it is just off the charts amazing graphically. Gameplay wise, it's something that's fresh and new, and had, like, you could it was a time suck. You could go into it, you could stop at any time, and just explore these places and these new maps, either by yourself or with your kids. Didn't really matter, and it was just a fantastic, and with it a fantastic DLC. The mm-hmm. Frozen Wilds is beyond anything I expected for the price point that they put out, and just again a graphically amazing, beautiful game, and a heroine that had this new character that kind of showed strength and introduced you know, something a little bit different with kind of the indigenous aboriginal vibe to it too. So it was a fantastic game. Highly recommend. New Dad Game of the Year, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, man, the heroine part, that's an excellent point. I mean, it's like, she's not a princess, she's not being saved, she's just a incredibly resourceful, intelligent, capable female lead with you know, depth and intrigue and interest. Like, it, like, what a great character to have within that. The DLC, I think, especially too, played a big part in our decision. Not so much that, like, any game that has a DLC gives it extra points. It's more that if it has DLC, does the studio respect the people playing?
Yeah, does it add to the game? Or, you know, is it something that you felt that was missing and they've just kind of patched in? I'm not mentioning names, Final Fantasy 15. But if it's something that's, you know, beyond or more of a great game, and that is, Frozen Wilds is one to definitely pick up.
Yeah, so it just shows, because I think, like, in many ways what it comes down to with fathers and gaming, like, you just kind of need that respect with such limited time, with such, in some ways, like, limited resources. I mean, you got little ones to take care of.
Yep.
Like, receiving that respect from a studio, like, feeling respected from these folks who are making the games, be it, again, with your time or your money or your sensibilities and any number of things. Like, I think it goes a long way. That's probably one of the biggest virtues of a father who games. So what the studio did with this title was new IP, great heroine, excellent DLC. Game itself was just stunning and fantastic. So very clear winner. There was not a lot of debate about this.
No, it was a good one. Yeah, that was a clean decision.
Yeah, I think the Neverending Game had more...
Yeah, that was controversial
conversations than the Game of the Year one. I think that really just stuck out in both of our minds.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, New Dad Game of the Year, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Woo!
You know, all in all, it an interesting year in gaming.
I think so, yeah.
It seemed like so many things started to get pushed online. I think it started to feel like we were going to be stuck in an online, always updating type of nonsense gaming world, but with a number of single player titles that came out, it was there to give us hope. We saw VR really start to shine. Like, it really became more than just an experiment. From previous companies, it started to get these incredible experiences as developers figured it out.
Yeah.
We saw some great pushback to some very shady, lousy practices from certain companies with regards to gaming and loot boxes and a whole bunch of nonsense we saw.
Yeah.
Which hopefully sets an interesting tone for the next year. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we will. That will be an interesting part of what more they put out, whether or not that mechanic is included.
Mm. Yeah, if it's continues to be the bane of our existence, or kind of starts to go away. But that was the year, you know. I think as much as there might have been some trips, I think ultimately it was a year for the positive. And I can't speak for yourself, Jeff, but I'm pretty excited for the next year.
Oh, it's been a great year, and I am looking forward to a lot in the next year. There's a lot of games on the horizon that I'm looking forward to and interested in. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out. Like,
oh boy,
God of War. We got some pretty big family-friendly ones coming out too, so it'll be interesting to see as the kids get older and as your little ones kind of get into gaming, what happens and what they gravitate to.
Oh man, the first it's going to be a whole month worth of Gaming Dad podcast as soon as my little guy starts playing games. Well, if he does, or maybe he doesn't, he rejects them, and it's a whole nother episode.
And then it's a therapy session. I get it.
I have no son. I'm Trevor, and I have a 2-month-old only. That's all I got.
That's it.
The older one is nothing to me now. He doesn't like games. But everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you have any suggestions or updates or further games you'd like us to mention, we might be able to amend or continue the conversation going. So we'd love to hear from you about suggested awards we should be giving out to games from fathers. Any of the games that you didn't hear us mention or that you'd like to make for a contender, we would absolutely love to hear from you about that. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to reach out to us about the aforementioned, you can find us at our website at newdadgaming.com, as well as any of the social networking services. You can find the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, as well as any podcasting service. We'd really like a subscribe, a recommendation, and most specifically, a pass along to a father who games. Until next year, and until the next round of Game of the Year awards, the fire here is kind of broken down. Looks like it's might be cold outside, but
a little cold.
Time to get going home. And let's wrap this one up for the year. So till next time, my name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old.
I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Man, I need them to be even numbers. I think
soon
six
enough.
And 6-year-old and a 4-year-old will be the easiest to say. Yeah. 6 and 4.
Easy to remember.
We're just gonna break it down to number.
That's it.
My name's Trevor. I got 2. I have 2 kids.
See you next week.
See ya.